Good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
Aubrey Morris Jr.
Okay, Mr. Morris. Who's going to do him?
That's me.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will serve as your lead panelist at this time, so just hold on, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Aubrey Morris Jr., 183946.
Thank you, sir. We're preparing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my left is the Honorable Roy Canonis. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's the board chairman. And to his right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. They will also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, you're going to be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is read the three allegations that are on your warrant. And after each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. And if you say it's false, we'll get more information from Mr. Turner and then talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7. Have demonstrated by failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about February 12, 2018 for the task individual testing compliance summary, which is dated April 22, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, allegation number two is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about March 29, 2018 per the task individual testing compliance summary dated April 22, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, allegation number three is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about April 3rd, 2018, as verbally directed on March 6th, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Ramirez, I'm going to find it easy, like what has he violated the term condition of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or is about to lapse in criminal ways for the company.
Second. Agree.
Agree. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canonis. Agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Okay. I confused myself. Okay, so we're getting ready to go into phase two, but before we start that, we're going to have Mr. Turner give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll be right back with you, okay? Mr. Turner.
Mr. Ramirez was released from ADC custody on 11-20-2017 and arrested on 5-10-2018 by Glendale PD on the ADC warrant. The only charge was noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5-10-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9-24-2018 with 37 absconding. Current conviction, 2013, misconduct involving weapons, 3 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2002, misconduct involving weapons, 1 year, 6 months. 2003, commitment B, count 1, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. 2003, commitment B, count 2, endangerment, 2 years, 3 months. 2003, commitment C, count 4, flight from law vehicle, 1 year, 6 months. 2009, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-4, mental health score of 2, substance abuse court of two. SDG information, he's suspected member of the criminal street gang Randell out of Glendale, Arizona. Prior terms of supervision, 2012, TIS release, completed 4 months. Disciplinary is significant with disorderly conduct, fighting, assault with a weapon, criminal damage, and drugs noted. There is no other arrest noted. He has a GB score of G7, V8.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Rivera, if you're going to go over a summary of the case supervision. So, it looks like you approved the link with your sponsor, which was your sister, Veronica Ramirez, in Phoenix, when you were let out. And then on January 9, 2018, you moved out and lived by yourself at 4333 North 27th Avenue, number 219 in Phoenix, Arizona. And that was your address up until the time you were arrested, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then looks like you had employment with Desert Landscaping, which was a family-owned business in Phoenix. It says you paid $500 weekly. So did you stay employed pretty much the whole time you're out?
Yes, sir. But I was at the end of it, I got another job, electrician, also my family company.
Well, that's cool. That's very commendable to work. Well, your programming, you referred to tasks for random bug screens. And it looks like you had three negative results, two failure to submit urine specimens, which were February 12th and March 29th, 2018. And then on April 5th, April 6th, April 10th, as verbally directed, that was the, and then he had two diluted urine specimens on November 28th and December 12th, or December 4th of 2017. He referred to the CAP program, MRT, substance abuse program. He was assigned to attend 38 classes, two-hour sessions, for a total of 76 hours. And he completed 16 sessions, which was 32 hours. And missed four sessions. He accumulated, three absences, and he was discarded from the program for too many absences. And let's see, so what happened? Why did you miss that many classes?
The reason I was missing classes was that I work landscaping, so I was working late. Like, I get up by around, I'll go in the morning around 5 o'clock, by the time I come back, they're like 18. I'm sorry. Like 6 o'clock, we're supposed to come on. But yeah, I have to finish my job so he can let me go. So when I got off of work, I had to take a bus. So by the time I got there, it was too late.
Okay. It looks like your CCO payroll, Palo. Got you back in the CHC, but you missed some more class and got, I guess it looked like that discharged again, so you still didn't complete it.
At that time, yes, I told my college too, because I was going to the hospital because I had a stepdaughter. My girlfriend's daughter, she was sick, so I was going with her to the hospital. So by the time I was doing that, I was like, I just...
Let me ask you this. I mean, when you're out working on and doing landscaping and stuff, unless you're working by yourself and having your own truck, I understand that sometimes if you're running late or something, it's hard to get back to a start point to head to task or somewhere like that, or you run late in the day and by the time you get back, get on the bus, you know, it's kind of late long, they are open until like 9 o'clock at night. But so there's a young lady in the hospital that so what were your duties at the hospital that you couldn't get away for a couple hours to take a class?
By the time I got out, she's only 7 months. I mean, but she's like my daughter. I was there when she was only a month or around me. So I go over there and her, our mom's at work too, so I don't want to leave the baby alone. I mean.
Okay, but, I mean, what I don't understand is how you couldn't give up a couple of hours to go take a class so you didn't go back to prison. And, I mean, because I'm sure that when you were, I mean, I don't want to sound disrespectful, but I'm sure that the hospital, you were just.
When I got there, you keep it, you saw lots of teachers over there, I tell you, I went every day over there, every time I went over there, but by the time I got, it was late. 5 days late, and then you can't come in.
Okay, but.
I mean.
So, you've got a window for a 2-hour class, and.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you at this time. Any questions?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, when you're in the end of your hearing here, we'll be going to discussion in a couple of minutes to make a determination, but before we do that, would I give you an opportunity to make a final statement? Any other information you think we might need to make a good decision? What we ask is you don't repeat the information you've already given us. Okay?
If you don't give me that chance, I mean, I'll go to school all the time, I'll do all that. I never tend to not miss school. I'm always over there. You can ask the teachers over there. I mean, and my girlfriend has heart problems. My dad's had a heart attack. So if you give me this chance, I find September's not that long. I'll stay there and I'll do everything good. I'll do good until the end of May. I mean, I'll have 2 months left on parole. I mean, I was doing everything good, and just when I was working landscaping, I had to do it is because I drink a lot of water. I'm gonna fall out, dehydrated, so I drink a lot of water by the time I get there. I mean, so one thing to ask is to give me one more chance. I promise you guys, I mean, I was patient. I'll do it right.
Okay, thank you, sir. Before we go into discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. But we ask you to stay on the phone, listen to the conversation. You can hear everything in our discussion, and once we've made a decision, I'll get back with you, sir, okay?
Yeah.
What is my discussion? This is an unfortunate case. We had a lot of unfortunate cases. But it is, Mr. Ramirez, it's been, actually, it's been a few years in prison where they would get out and did a TIS before and managed to get through it, but he gets out and he just apparently was having trouble getting his timing down. Task is open until I think at least a week anyway, it's like open until 9 o'clock at night. So there's quite a bit of limbo to go in and take the test. So Mr. Ramirez needs to try to build a better time management and same thing with those classes. And I understand, I don't want to be cold about the child in the hospital, but I believe that all he was doing was supporting the mother and I understand that, but sometimes you have to walk away for a little while, and I can't believe that the mother of that child would be upset with him trying to keep himself out of prison. So he's only got 88 days left, but it's a famous car number in NASCAR. But 88 days is not all that long, and I think he would be better served if he spent the time trying to make a good plan so that when he gets out, he doesn't have to deal with DLC anymore, but he can stay away from drugs, stay away from problems, and stay away from weapons and violent crimes, and not end up back in DLC. But I'm going to listen to questions from anybody else or any of my fellow board members. Okay, so based on all the information in warrant number 2018W1209, Mr. Ramirez's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm moved to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Ramirez as he was delinquent, violated term of condition of supervision, and had lapse or without lapse in the criminal ways of the company.
Second.
Okay. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Dock, I believe that Dr. Wright, and Mr. Lewis. All right, Mr. Ramirez, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. We only have 88 days left, which is less than 3 months. we would suggest that you try to put together a good plan between now and then, so that when you get out, you can do a good job of time management when you're driving there. The good thing for you on that is you won't have to report to DOC, so you won't have these classes or your analysis, those kind of things, but you will have a life that you have to handle, okay?
Yeah.
We do wish you luck, and hope the baby got better or is getting better, okay?
Okay.
All right, this is what you're hearing. Would you put the CO3 back in the hole, please?
CO2 works.
Yes, sir. Do you have anyone else for us, sir?
No.
Where is David Jacobs?
Mr. Jacobs, he should be at... Do you know where Mr. Jacobs is, sir?
Okay, then you get the...
Okay.
You get the computers.
We appreciate it, sir.
Sorry, I missed.
He's at Yuma La Paz.
Hmm?
Yuma La Paz, right?
He's at La Paz.
Okay, well,